That's odd, she thought as she approached the door. All of the lights were still off, even though the sign on the door said they opened at 8 a.m. She looked at her watch to check the time. It read 8:30. She turned to see if anyone was heading in her direction as she scanned the nearby streets. But it appeared that everyone was simply moving along to wherever they were going. Nobody looked as if they were hurrying to meet her. Resigning herself to wait and grateful she wasn't the only one having a busy morning, Bridget contemplated her next step. She sat down on a cute little wood and cast-iron bench in front of the flower shop window to wait for Olivia. She admired the black metal scrollwork and intricate design, tracing her finger along the pattern. She's probably learning late, too, Bridget said aloud to herself. She pulled out her phone and began to pass the time. It wasn't often she had a little free time to do absolutely nothing, so she figured she might as well make the most of it. After swapping fruit in her favorite Match 3 game for a while, a truck pulled up and parked beside her car. Assuming it was Olivia, Bridget tucked her phone back in her purse and stood up. Rather than a young woman climbing out of the silver truck, a disheveled young man got out. His blonde hair looked as though he hadn't combed it that morning, and his clothes looked as though they had been crumpled on the floor before he pulled them on. He rushed to the door, seemingly unaware that Bridget was standing almost next to it. "Excuse me," Bridget said as he unlocked the door. He turned, apparently noticing her for the first time. "I'm sorry," he said apologetically. "Are you the woman Olivia was supposed to meet this morning?" "Yes," Bridget said. "I'm terribly sorry. I was running a little late. Is she here?"
"No, I'm afraid not," he said. "I'm Mike Ford, her husband. Something's happened to her. Olivia's missing."
He pushed open the door to the shop and waved Bridget inside.
"Wait right here. I'll turn on the lights."
Bridget nodded and watched as the man disappeared into the inky blackness of the store. His wife was missing? What did he mean by that? Surely she'd just stopped somewhere and forgotten they had an appointment. Cottonwood Springs wasn't exactly a big city where people went missing regularly. There were only so many places a person could go in the small town. The lights kicked on one by one until the store was fully illuminated. The fluorescent tubes buzzed overhead as they warmed up. Now that she could see, Bridget looked around, taking in everything the little shop had to offer. There were cherubs and potted plants near the front window. Stuffed animals and other potted flowers lined the walls, figurines, candies, and almost everything else you could think of to send with flowers filled the space. With so many options and ideas, it was no wonder why the place was so popular. It smelled like springtime with all the flowers. Bridget inhaled deeply, loving the scent of the flower shop, which made her feel calm and refreshed. Mike reappeared from the back, apologizing.
"I'm sorry. I really don't know what to say at this point."
He brushed his hand over his face.
"I planned to just come in and put up a sign. I completely forgot she was supposed to meet with you until I noticed you standing near the door. What was your name again?"
"Bridget Barnes."
"Bridget. That name seems familiar. Aren't you the woman who's helped catch a couple of murderers? The Sheriff Corey Davis is a friend of mine, and he's mentioned you to me a couple of times," he said as he moved around the store.
Each time he stopped moving, he adjusted something, like sliding a figurine over a few inches or restacking a display of cards. He seemed filled with anxious energy. Bridget smiled and said, "One and the same." She was starting to get used to people knowing who she was from the time she'd helped the sheriff's department. For the most part, it had been a blessing in disguise. More people trusted her because of it. But it was a double-edged sword. They also seemed to think she was some sort of a miracle worker.
"Have you ever helped find a missing person?" he asked eagerly, his nervous energy pausing for the moment.
Bridget replied hesitantly,
"Well, no, I haven't. But the sheriff..."
she began, but Mike cut her off.
"Would you be willing to help? I'm really worried something bad has happened to Olivia. I'm afraid the longer we wait, the less likely we are to find her."